सिद्धांत सरस्वती गोस्वामी प्रभुपाद की अनंत गुरु वैष्णविंद की जय। श्रीमद भागवतम शिल प्रभुपाद गुरु पूजा की जय। श्री वैष्णविंद की जय। गौर प्रमानंद ऑल ग्लोरीज टू द असेंबल ऑल ग्लोरीज टू द असेंबल ऑल ग्लोरीज टू द असेंबल All glories to Sri Sri Guru and Gauranga. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om
ಸ್ತುತ್ಯಂ ನಮಸ್ಕೃತಂ ನಾರಾಯಣಂ ಚೈವ ನರೋತ್ತಮಂ ದೇವೀಂ ಸರಸ್ವತೀಂ ವ್ಯಾಸಂ ತಥೋ ಜಾಯಮುದೀರಯೇ. ಬಿಫೋರ್ ರಿಸೈಟಿಂಗ್ ಶ್ರೀಮದ್ ಭಾಗವತಂ, ವಿಚ್ ಇಸ್ ವೆರಿ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ಆಫ್ ಕಾಂಕ್ವೆಸ್ಟ್, we should offer respectful obeisances unto the personality of Godhead, Lord Narayan, unto Naranarayan Rishi, the supermost human being, unto Mother Saraswati, the goddess of learning, and unto Srila Vyasadeva, the author, and Srila Prabhupada, the translator, and wonderful expression of his inner realization called purport. ನಷ್ಟ ಪ್ರಾಯೇಷು ಅವದ್ರೇಷು ನಿತ್ಯಂ ಭಾಗವತ ಸೇವಯ. ಭಗವತಿ ಉತ್ತಮ ಶ್ಲೋಕೆ ಭಕ್ತಿರ್ಭವತಿ ನಷ್ಟಕಿ. ಬೈ ರೆಗ್ಯುಲರ್ ಅಟೆಂಡೆನ್ಸ್ ಇನ್ ಶ್ರೀಮದ್ ಭಾಗವತಂ ಕ್ಲಾಸಸ್ and by rendering of service to the pure devotee, all that is troublesome to the heart is almost completely destroyed. And loving service unto the personality of Godhead, Sri Sri Radha Shamasundar, who is praised with transcendental song, is established as an irrevocable fact. So today we are serving Srimad Bhagavatam, third canto, chapter 5, text 21 and 22. Just to give a little introduction on that. So this chapter, Srila Prabhupada entitled as Vidura's Talking with Maitreya. So first session of this chapter talks about Vidura's question to Maitreya, and then Vidura's exclusive interest in Krishna Katha. That was very nicely demonstrated. And then today, this few sloka talks about Maitreya Muni honoring Vidura by welcoming him. How do you honor someone? First thing is smile and feeling happy to welcome that person. So it was very nice. So that's four slokas explained. And today's sloka, it's ending that with the beginning of description of creation, which will go couple weeks. So today's first verse is 21.
Bhavan Bhagavata Nittam ಸಮ್ಮತ ಸಾನುಗಶ್ಯ ಜಶ್ಯ ಗೇನ ಉಪದೇಶಾಯ ಮಾದಿಶ ಭಗವಾನ್ ವ್ರಜನ್. ಭವಾನ್ ಭಗವತ ನಿತ್ಯಂ ಜಶ್ಯಗೇನ ಉಪದೇಶಾಯ ಮಾದೀಶ ಭಗವಾನ್ ವ್ರಜನ್. ಭವಾನ್ ಭಗವತ ನಿತ್ಯಂ ಸಮ್ಮತ ಸಾನುಗಶ್ಯ ಜಶ್ಯಗೇನ ಉಪದೇಶಾಯ ಮಾದೀಶ ಭಗವಾನ್ ವ್ರಜನ್. ನಿಶ್ಚನ್
ಭಗವಾನ್ ಪ್ರಜಾ
Bhagavataha
of the personality of Godhead.
Nityam eternal. Sammataha
recognized.
Sa anugasya, one of the associates. Ha have been. Jasya
of whom.
Jnana,
knowledge.
Upadeshaya, for instructing. Ma, unto me. Adishat,
so order.
Bhagavan, the personality of God. Brajan, while returning to his abode. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Translation. Your good self is one of the eternal associates of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. For those sake the Lord, while going back to his abode, left instructions with me. Who is speaking to who? My family is speaking to Bipura. Jamaraj, the great controller of life after death, decides the living entity's destiny in their next life. He is surely among the most confidential representatives of the Lord. Such confidential posts are offered to great devotees of the Lord, who are as good as his eternal associates in the spiritual sky. And because Vidura happened to be among them, the Lord, while returning to Vaikuntha, left instructions for Vidura with Maitreya Muni. Generally, the eternal associates of the Lord in the spiritual sky do not come to the material world. Sometimes they come, however, by the order of the Lord, not to hold any administrative post, but to associate with the Lord in person, or to propagate the message of God in the inhuman society. Such empowered representatives are called Shaktavesh Avatar, or incarnations invested with transcendental power of attorney. We'll do together. Atha te bhagavan lila jogo manarum vritaha vishyasi tirpala vata varnanayam parasaha.
Translation. I shall therefore describe to you the pastimes by which the personality of Godhead extend his transcendental potency for the creation, maintenance, and dissolution of the cosmic world as they occur one after another. The omnipotent Lord, by his different energies, can perform anything and everything he likes. The creation of the cosmic world is done by his Yogamaya energy. Om Ajnana Pirandasya Enam Janasana Chakshurun Militam Jena Tasmaya Sri Sri Chaitanya Manovisham Stapitam Jena Bhutale Sayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadatisya Padakamalam, Sri Guru Vaishnavamsa, Sri Rupam Sagrajatam, Sahagana Ragunapanitam, Tam Sajivam, Sarvaitam, Avadhutam, Parijana Saritam, Krishna Chaitanya Devam, Sri Radha Krishna Padam.
sahagana lalita sivita sarantamashtra nama om vishnu padaya krishna prishtaya bhutale srimate bhakti vedanta swamini itinamne namaste sarasate deve gauravani prachare nirvishesha sunyavadi paschata जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासादि गौरवंद हरे that will please the their lordship Sri Radha Shamsundar Krishna Balaraman Gaunatan and also please Srila Prabhupada and his aligned with our teachings. We all can be benefited and it will purify my heart also. Some or other, these two verses itself, each verse itself is complete like a discussion 2-3 hours to me. I could not reconcile how to do it in 45 minutes. Not 45 minutes. 35 minutes. Not even 35 minutes. So, I'll start with the second one and then come back to the first one, because first one has a very vast discussion. So second one, just to reflect ourselves. What would you say to someone? Because the way Prabhupada writes the purport is so complete, it looks like a Sanskrit sloka in English translation. That's how I say. What would you say to a spiritual seeker who understood the absolute truth without any potency? What would you identify him in personalism? Very good. Thank you. If someone comes, say, I understood absolute truth, who has a eternal form and also origin is impersonal, both exist side by side, but I don't want to serve him. How do you identify him? As a Brahmavadi. He's not a devotee. Even though he may worship Radha Krishna. This is from all, I'm just throwing a sort of darshan. Because the way Prabhupada drives, omnipotent Lord by his different energy can perform anything and everything he likes. The creation of the cosmic world is done by his chosen energy. We generally think of normal. So if anyone comes and claims, I understood absolute truth with personal form, also he has this omnipotency, that creating, destroying, maintaining. How do you identify him? Is he devotee? Who is he? He is either Jnani or Yogi. He is not a devotee. Now I will give you another one. If somebody say, I have understood or realized absolute truth, who is endowed with inconceivable potency, which is a manifestation eternally, internal, marginal, and external. And I am serving him. How do you identify him? Bhakta. This is Ishkan devotee service to be. Our understanding of Krishna is very complete. Almost same, some people understand. That's why this is very important. Important to understand. So I'll just give in a shorter way that when that one spiritual energy, eternally, at the beginning, Krishna alone, eternally endowed with inconceivable potency. We never address Krishna without Srimati Radharani, or you can say eternal, internal potency. He's eternally endowed. You cannot separate potency from him. It's a perception makes a difference. Brahmavadi, Mayavadi, Yogi, Jnani, Bhakta, because their perception is different. But Krishna is eternally endowed with inconceivable potency. And the proof is Radha Krishna Aicha Sada Eki Sarup Lilara Sashadite Dhare Duiru. This is in chapter 4 of the Lila. Prabhupada gave a beautiful purport. That one internal potency, friends, in Padma Puran, first chapter beginning gives this description. Absolute truth is completely self-satisfied. Nayavatmana Prabhu Nijalabha Purna. Srila Prabhupada commented on 7.9.11, I remember. God is completely satisfied. He is complete by himself. So why do we offer anything to him? So Prabhupada gave an explanation. This is Prahlad Maharaj's prayers to Nishinada, right in front of him, his prayer, who he is. When we offer something, it is not that Krishna needs it, it is for our benefit we offer. And if we do four things, 64 offenses we can escape. Not escape, what the word? We can avoid or... because there are you can read in Nectar of Devotion, there's a 32 offense, then Prabhupada add another 32 offense. 64 offense. If we can meditate on these four principles, Ramanujacharya says, we can avoid these 64 offenses. So in that purport I found that very relevant to Ramanujacharya. Prabhupada giving in a very simple English. One is, Sulabha, Sudurlabha, Samitta, Patitta. So Sulabha means, Sudurlabha means, Lord is always eternally in spiritual world. He is not in Alachua. He is not anywhere. He is always in spiritual world. Goloka eva nivasati akhilatma bhuta. That's a fact. But when a pure devotee invites him to accept some offering in Alachua, in a four-wall building called temple, then he will appear from Golok Vrindavan, descend to a deity form and accept that offering. This is called installation of deity. Then, if as a follower, if I always meditate, out of his causeless mercy he has come down. There is no reason for him to be here, but out of his causeless mercy, the focus should be there for every devotee. And then second is, I'm not qualified. But this great personality, Supreme Lord Krishna, out of his causeless mercy, sent his intimate associate, named A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, to deliver me. I'm eternally grateful to him. This is the second. Third is, I should always obey and try to follow his instruction. If some doubt or something comes, I should have an inquisitiveness to find out that am I going or is he taking me? And the fourth is that this body or the senses through the and the mind must be engaged to serve him, and service will keep connection together as a servant. And my focus is servant. Am I servant? Like from morning till evening, I also ask myself, how many times I am thinking I'm servant of the servant? How many times? Only maybe job or time in front of meetings, but after that I go out, do I think? No, these four things if we do, then we can literally escape from 64 offenses. We are not cheating the system, but Ramanujacharya, out of his causeless mercy, he said, a disciple must remember this and must remember five manifestations of the Lord. Then he will definitely get back to home, back to God. Five manifestations, one is that Krishna is always in Golok Vrindavan with all the Vrajavasis. That's called Parak. Guha, Vaibhava, Antarjami, and these five manifestations. This is why I'm explaining this. The whole thing is all done by this Jogomaya. This is what creation. Creation doesn't mean only material creation. In spiritual world also, Krishna was sitting there. He's complete by himself. He thought, is there anyone has empathy towards me, for me? The moment he thought, from his left side, the most astonishing, most unparalleled, beautiful goddess came out. And that personality had a two quality manifested at that time. One was Dhavati, running after to do anything that Master or Krishna wants. And so that's Dhavati, and is a tremendous raga. Raga means unsatiated, uninterrupted, passionate love. So when you put the two words together, raga dhavati, first word, that's how our rishis, acharyas, got that name, Radha. Raga dhavati. These two. So this is the origin, creation began in the spiritual world, not material world. So what Prabhupada said is 100% right. If somebody says, Prabhupada didn't mention about material energy, he talks about Jogamaya. Yes, because everything began from there. And it is Krishna who wanted to extend. So the second manifestation is Guha, the quadruple expansion. Vasudev, Sankarsan, Pratunani, then second quadruple, like this. There is a Golok Dham, then there is a Mahavaikuntha, then there is a Vaikuntha. Then comes Antarjami. Antarjami where the Vishnu, like Karandakshai Vishnu, then Garvadakshai Vishnu, Shiradakshai Vishnu manifest. So Ramanujacharya said, one should maintain this always, that scenery, that Krishna is coming down like this to my heart. Then the fourth is that he comes in the Archamurti to accept the offering from us. And he also manifests as a holy name and the Bhagavatam. These five manifestations, if a disciple always meditates on it, then easily he will reach to the abode. I got scared one time, Prabhupada, in his purport, in second canto, he says, just by meditating on Garbhodaksha Vishnu, one cannot enter into spiritual world. He has to meditate on Krishna in spiritual world. I'm like, wow. So it is not that supreme absolute truth we meditate. His intimate relationship with his devotee in spiritual world. When we chant holy name, there's a two types of name Bhagavan has. One is Gauna Nam, one is Mukha Nam. So Gaur-Nanam means when there is no relationship. Any name of Krishna does not have a relationship with a particular devotee in spiritual world. It is not Utpanam. It is not a primary name. It is secondary name. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur writes, Tumita Chinmaya Surja Tumara Sarup in Harinam Chintamani chapter 11. And then I found Mahaprabhu explaining this to Sanatana Goswami. Bhakta Mukhe Aishe Naam Goloka Haite Atma Haite Dehabeti Nache Jibhagite. How, when we chant, how the holy name appears? The moment the devotee has a very attentive attitude, service attitude under Guru's guidance, I want to serve the Lord. This attitude under guidance of pure Guru, like Prabhupada, will make the holy name descend from Golok Vrindavan, Shuddha Sakta, through this level, five level, and come to the soul in the body, and then it will permit the body and then come to the tip of the tongue and dances. This is how pure name appears. Not just taking japamala, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. No, must be attitude, service attitude. Prabhupada is so mercifully given this chance, so I must serve the holy name under his guidance. Then pure name will appear. This is the shorter version of that. I'll go to the first verse. I was also thinking like, okay, Prabhupada is Nitya Siddha, because whole purport is Prabhupada put so much emphasis about eternal associate, how often they come, do they come, no they don't come, yes they come, so all these questions are answered in a sense. If you ask yourself, did Joy Vijay, eternal associate, Nitya Siddha? Answer is yes. Is Shishupal that blasphemed Krishna? Well, yeah, somebody was counting track. Krishna did keep track because his mother, who was so worried when Shishupal born, he had four hands. And it's not normal human child. Let's put it that way. She was concerned, what happened to my child? So then the astrologer says, by seeing another person, two hands will disappear. That person will be the killer of your son. Now she is more anxiety. First of all, four hands, and now. Anyway, on his birthday, believe or not, Krishna is so kind. Sometimes I feel like to talk to Krishna, you're so kind, Prabhu. Then you go to a person on his birthday with the gift, just like we go birthday party. So on Shishupal's birthday, Krishna also came because he's a cousin. Brahmagosa's son and Vasudev Maharaj, they come from a Jodhu dynasty, and there's a whole chart. We have it. We made it like a very nice child. Devami king. So then, when Krishna came, the moment he came in front of Shishupal Devi, Krishna was also young boy, and this is after he left Vrindavan. He left Vrindavan when he was 12 and a half. Some say 11 and a half. Jiva Goswami Pada says you multiply 1.5, so it's 16 years. Okay. All are accepted. It's wonderful. So then, when he came to see his cousin, Shishupal, when he gave the gift, the two hands disappeared. In the middle of the big birthday party, mother started crying. She's, of course, it's a concert and they're laughing because we know the end of the story. But if you didn't know the end of the story, you would be probably also confused. Unless you are in love with Krishna. Krishna, one good quality Krishna has, I mean, he has unlimited quality. But one great quality, I think sometime, He says, Sada Siddha Siddha Kam Bhakata Vatsalanam Bhakata Janera Nitya Swami. Mahaprabhu wonderfully emphasized this. Sada Siddha Siddha Kam. Everything Krishna does, Sada, always, Siddha, perfect for that person or for wherever it is. Ultimate is the affection of the Lord. He does what He does. It is only benefit. Never. It may appear conflicting. Krishna has another good quality to reconcile this verse. Viriddha dharman tasmin him chitram. Jiva Goswami Pad emphasized on this. Viriddha dharman tasmin him chitram. When you see Krishna, few things we should always think. First is achinita shakti sampanna. Jiva Goswami Pad said, if you don't, when you look at Krishna, my Lord, you are endowed with inconceivable potency. And Jiva Goswami Pad said, you don't accept it, you will never understand Krishna. I got so scared just by reading that many years back. Inconceivable potency. Then he said, Viriddha dharman tasmini chitram. This personality simultaneously all mutually contradictory opposite characteristics simultaneously exist in him harmoniously. Viriddha dharman tasmini chitram. I love that verse. I think sometime meditating on that. Means what may appear something conflicting, but actually it is reconciled. But you have to dive into it. How and why? Because Krishna's nature is his perfect. Everything he does is perfect. Everything he does is for the best for that devotee. But that devotee will experience little later, may not really experience immediately, maybe end of life or next life. That everything Krishna does is only good, never, ever. He is not a whimsical God, he is not a speculative God, he is an organized, perfect planner for every devotee. I really believe that. I started seeing it even in my life in a certain way. So this is very important. Why did I put that right? I was trying to go. From Jiva Goswami, Tattva Sandarbha. Yes. I can send you. It's also in Jagadharma. You can also find it. Very famous. I was talking about Shishupal. That's right. Thank you, Shishupal, for exhibiting such a happy birthday. But then his mother got very anxiety. That's why the contract was built. That she pleaded, she said, please, please don't kill my son. I said, I'm not here to kill. But if he wants to be saved, he should not cross 100 times criticizing or blaspheming me. So in the Rajashriya Jagna, Krishna was counting 1, 2, 3, right? When it is 99, Sudarshan Chakra just appeared ready. And he did actually blaspheme Krishna. He's not a brahmachari. He's not a sense controller. He's flirting with the girls in Vrindavan. I heard it. We heard the even gopis past tense, you know, Shishupal, but never got attracted. If anybody thinks is the best sense controller should be Bhishma Dev. He should be the first Agra Puja, not Krishna. That was the last one. And Sudarshan Chakra, severe his head. So Prabhupada made a very striking point that Shishupal did not glorify Krishna. As a result, he went to Marji. He never went to Vaikuntha. So that was the Shishupal's joy, vijay, one of these? No. I found it. You can go in Chaitanya Charitamrita, Adi Lila chapter 5, text 36. Prabhupada gave the most, satisfying purport to me about this. He writes that no eternal associates need to come and wait for millennium to be part of the Krishna Leela. So Maitreya Rishi, same Maitreya Muni, with Parashara discussion, guru and disciple discussion, they established that Joy Vijay came and three life they went one by one by one, not waiting for Treta Yuga, Dwapara Yuga, millennium after millennium. No, that's a different. So then Jiva Goswami writes that these are the positions. You will fill it up. You will get a qualified, you know, like Putana. Putana is a position. But Bali Maharaj's daughter, Ratnabali, fit in that category because Krishna winked twice to her as a Bamandev. She was so much attached to that child, she was overwhelmed. I wish I could hug and hold that child as my child. And Bamandev winked, okay, no problem. So that was the first one. And then when he became Trivikram, Trivikram means in three steps, three means three. Vikram means unconquerable personality, took over the whole universe. That time she thought, she looked at herself, you know where Bali Maharaj was? Prabhupada gave that explanation. He was in the West. There's a word for that. On the West, you know, in the universal, whole universe, all the planets is with, on the Bamandev's body. So near the West where they were. She could not see everything. It's like unbelievable. My father lost all his possession. Why did I want that child to be my that God to be my child? If it was my child, I would kill it. I don't know how Trivikram from highest planet to the West. I guess there is a way you could go like this. So now I was meditating. He winked again. Say, okay, you'll be able to try to kill me. You won't be succeed, but you'll try. So that's why she came as a Putana, Ratmanalakini. Very interesting. Krishna fulfilled all the desires. Brothers and mothers, I know you all are sincere to me, but I have got scared that during our japa time, whatever thought comes, if it's bad thought, you're going to act weakness. If you don't want that, I'm sure I don't want it. Counter it right then and there. Because Narottam Das Thakur also emphasized this. Sadhane bhavibe jaha, siddhite paibe taha. Jadrishi bhavana jasya, siddhi bhavati tadrishi. This is in Sanskrit. Mahaprabhu also put the similar. Amaketa jeja bhakta bhaje jei bhave, tare sheshe bhave bhaje, emur sabhave. Whichever way you are chanting and you are thinking, if I hate somebody, especially devotee, I'm going to witness also. I don't want to be part of it. So what's the counter? Bhakti Siddhanta Thakur gave the commentary. He said, I should find a good quality of that person immediately. Then it will neutralize. Because japa is not a lightly, we should think, we're touching fire. I'll get burned. Japa is going to give us what we want. Nama chintamani, Krishna chaitana rasa vigraha. Purna, suddha, nitta, mukta, avinatta, namana. Okay. Time is running out. I'm just going to say, how do we ascertain Srila Prabhupada's nitta suddha? Yesterday you gave a nice class, but in your class, Mother Sridevi mentioned about Bhadraloka. Actually, I wrote a little article about it on your Guru Maharaj's question. And he didn't look at it yet, but he's going to send me. He's in Kerala right now on his treatment. So it's very interesting. I found on that how Bhaktivinoda Thakur. I mean, if you really see somebody just growing up in your village and he doesn't believe in personal form of God, what would you think? Is he an internal associate? I would not think. I mean, I probably would not even understand anything. But with little understanding by the mercy, if I would meet Bhaktivinoda Thakur in his childhood life, I would not think he is a devotee at all. because he was impersonalist. And when Madhusudan Prabhu asked that question to Prabhupada, Prabhupada said, yes, what you are saying is correct. But this is how Krishna actually, I'm going to read exactly what Prabhupada wrote to Madhusudan Prabhu. Let's see if I can read it. Because the question was arrived here. Bhaktivinoda Thakur involvement has led many educated Bengalis, apparently non-Vaishnavas, some of whom were monists, to explore Gaudiya Vaishnavism. This influence has been significant, even though not everyone committed to it. In general, impersonalist tendencies are prevalent, especially among renunciates. Still exist in some parts of India. When those of that orientation hear about Sukhdev Goswami's journey from impersonalism towards personalism, they become inspired by the heart transformation, the manifestation of unconditioning or the removal of conditioning is indicative of the journey in his life. Unlike the journey of a soul over multiple lifetimes, great devotee like Sukhdev Goswami or Bhaktivinoda Thakur or Prabhupada, I would say, they also face struggle, you can say, it appears, but it is only one lifetime, not multiple lifetimes like Mahasaya. It's a big article. Anyway, the point was, the question was originally, in the verse 1.4.4, when you have time, you can look at it later. Prabhupada writes in his translation and reading, his son was a great devotee, Mahajogi, an equivalent monist whose mind was always concentrated in monism. He was transcendental to mundane activities, but being unexposed, he appeared like an ignorant person. So question raised, in this verse, it is mentioned that Sukhdev Goswami is a monist. I'm not able to understand how this can be so. How can he be a monist, a Brahmavadi? Brahmavadi don't have a complete realization of the Lord. They don't believe in the form of Lord. But I also have heard Sukhdev Goswami was previously the parent of Radharani and he came out of the womb of his mother. Only after the Lord assured him that Maya would not touch him. If he knows about the Lord and his energies and his self-realized soul, an associate of the Lord, how can he be initially be a monist or Brahmavadi? Secondly, in this verse, it is mentioned he is a Mahajogi, which Srila Prabhupada translated as a great devotee. So how can he be great devotee and monist at the same time? Very nice question. So I'm not going to go on Prabhupada's Nitya Siddha platform, I'm just going to answer this. Is that okay? Because Prabhupada's Nitya Siddha, we can actually literally say, I remember one Bengali professor asked him, Jim, how do we understand Prabhupada is actually Nitya Siddha? Gurudev Prabhu helped me many years back. He said Sasarup Maharaj was running the BTG during Prabhupada's time. And then when Prabhupada left in 77, one of his godbrothers, Sridhar Maharaj, mentioned that he is Shakta Veshavatar. Of course, he is a great devotee. When he says such a word, so Sasarup Maharaj sent him to Mayapur, Navadvip, to find out how he came to that conclusion. It was beautiful. There are a few verses. One verse really stuck with me, and I'm 100% convinced. It is not that Prabhupada is pure devotee only. You may find many pure devotees, but speciality is there from that verse. Kalijuga dharma nama sankirtan krishna shakti vina nahetar pravartan. Unless someone is empowered, shaktadesh avatar, cannot do what Prabhupada did. Pure devotee, yes, you can go by the nine symptoms. But Prabhupada has more than nine symptoms. Something he did, no pure devotee easily can go. This is from Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhva Lila. We can find very details. So I put it into four sections. One is, one's past does not necessarily immediately reflect in this lifetime. Second, Krishna's arrangement to teach is a particular time, place and circumstances. Third is, Brahmavadis are not offenders like Mayavadis, rather their devotional service is just dormant. Fourth is, Srila Prabhupada deals with the ultimate conclusion, not the technical precision. Isn't it, when you look at that purport, it should not confuse. But yes, somebody can get confused if they don't understand other purport of Prabhupada. So first is, true identity manifest with time might differ from the immediate reality of life. As an example, we can consider joy and vijay. They were eternal associate of Lord, who acted as a demon due to a curse. So while their past is true, it did not immediately reflect in their present life. Literally. We know it because from Bhagavatam, but if you were there at that time, you would not think that they are eternal associates. And there I brought this Bhaktivinoda Thakur example. He is an eternal associate of Srimati Radharani, Kamala Manjari. He himself writes, Lalita Sakira Ajuga Kinkari Vinodadhari Achipaya Kallan Kalpatari, expressing his eternal service under Srimati Lalita Devi. However, if we look at his life journey within the culture context of India, he initially embraced intellectual thoughts. Over time, he outgrew those thoughts, became a respected member of Bhadraloka, which was discussed also yesterday in Calcutta. Eventually, he transcended the orientation of Bhadraloka, looking beyond Indian traditional culture towards an universalist, holistic, impersonalist, non-material, metaphorical interpretation of that tradition. It's still there, little bit of. Finally, he became a Gauriya Vaishnava. In a letter dated November 20th, 1968 from Los Angeles, Srila Prabhupada mentioned, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur for some time was associating with the impersonalist and acting as impersonalist. Then he exhibited himself in his true color as pure devotee. So Prabhupada is not denying that and he is agreeing that. Similarly, I see Sukhdev Goswami as an eternal associate of the Lord, a parent of Radhani, and this reality does not necessarily immediately manifest in the way he appears in this world. Sukhdev Goswami, like Bhaktivinoda Thakur, may have associated with impersonalists for a while before revealing his true identity as a pure devotee, as exemplified by Arjuna in Bhagavad Gita. Sometimes even liberated person like Arjuna plays the part of a conditioned soul in order to play some important part in the service of Krishna. I forgot to mention the reference. First chapter 1.46. If you look at it, this is exactly what it is. The second theme was, Krishna arranges teachings according to time, place and circumstances. Krishna and his devotees sometimes play different roles as Lord Buddha. Although an incarnation of Krishna, please, the philosophy of Vaidism, such activities are conducted in terms of place, audience, time, etc. In Chaitanya Charitamrita it is said that activities of a Vaishnava cannot be understood even by greatest scholar. Vaishnava Piyam of the Vijnana Buddha. Anyway, it's a little big article. Any discussion or reflection? Yes, ma'am. Oh, by the way, Madhumati, thank you for giving that. I put it in my note here. The last verse I put, this is from Bihar Bhagavatam. Actually, this reconciles some aspect of Sukhdev Goswami's contributory. It is good not just to say, okay, I'll give you a story. One time Jayadvaita Swami was giving class here in Alachua on Sunday feast, many years back, maybe 10 years, 15 years, something like that. But I was here. And one Indian gentleman asked, Maharaj, three Ram name equal to one Krishna name? He said, yes. Oh, what is that verse? What is that verse? Class finished, but I came near Maharaj. I said, I heard Prabhupada say that too. He said, yes, I know, but I need the verse. So after the whole discussion, I asked Maharaj, Prabhupada said is not enough. We need the reference some. And Maharaj said, very nice way. He said, Prabhupada told me, don't quote Guru all the time. You can quote Guru to your god brother, sister, but to the others, you give a reference of the scriptures. Then their faith will be strong. Otherwise, Sai Baba's disciple will say, my Guru said he is God. Sai Baba praying somewhere else. But we don't accept like that. So I learned it from Jayadvaita Maharaj. Okay, Maharaj. So, Mother Mandavati, thank you for that Bhagavatam. One sloka, you quoted that in one class from here, Bhagavatam. It goes, Eka Shami Tad Brajaloka Vata Priyas Tadrina Mahaprema Bhara Prabhavataha. Just one person, almost as dear to me as the devotees of Braja, will be able to describe those topics, Sukadeva, the son of Badarayan Desh, by the power of great love in the mood of Brajavasi. So there it is hidden, given, that he has that mood of Brajavasi like that. He will speak something of those matter to his excellent disciple whom resembles him in spiritual qualities and whom I once brought back to life. Yes, ma'am.
Thank you, Guru. I feel honored that something I said that you were able to appreciate it. Thank you. And my question, Prabhu, is that you mentioned that during japa time, if we think something, Krishna will fulfill that. But it seems like our desire to sometimes during japa time, we're thinking about, Krishna, I really want to serve you. I want to have devotion for you. We pray like that. So it seems like I found that he does fulfill other desires, during japa or otherwise, their desires, and they're like, okay, Krishna, thank you. But it seems as if he tends to be a little miser. Is that because he's miser, or are desires not sincere? I don't know.
According to Prabhupada, one lecture he said, I took two things from that lecture. He said, purity and intensity produce the result. So you can go think about it. Maybe the desire was there, but not like intense enough to fructify the result now. You know what I mean? Sometimes like, I really want to pray. I want to be engaged eternally. Can you please accept me, please? I know for a million life I just wasted and neglected you. That's nice, but I look at it after a few minutes, it's gone. It's not intense to do it. I say it, but if I keep on doing it, probably eventually it will come. So it takes time. According to Krishna, Krishna will fulfill it when the time ripens. So ripening time is coming very soon.
But it seems, at least to me, I think, well, my other desires are not so intense. I'm just kind of think about it or whatever, and then...
You mean unfavorable?
Whatever. millions of desires.
Those so you can advance. You know, 4.29.69 is a one purport proper right. Sometimes devotee will go through more than thoughts in their mind because the way Prabhupada said it is very interesting. I put it in a way of our daily life. You know, I'm a rascal, I had so many desires, so many life. But then when I came to Ishkan, not that intentionally I came, something pulled me also, I felt. Then when I came, now I'm like, I don't want anything, my Lord, I just want to serve you, lotus feet, eternally under Srila Prabhupada and eternal associate. Please make me that forever. Krishna probably sitting in the heart and translating in my way of that sloka. That this rascal wants so many things and he emotionally invested in negative things. But now he came to ISKCON and now he came to me, Krishna, and now he wants to get out of everything and come back. He never prayed to me, now he's praying, so I should fulfill. But how is he going to fulfill? When you read that purport, you can. That's how I saw it, that purport. Prabhupada writes, said, sometimes devotee may see so many things, nightmare more than the karmis, because Krishna is throwing as a token, little. But we should joyfully embrace it. Thank you, Krishna, thank you. Even though it was a nightmare, but I didn't want to face it in a one life of death. I'd rather have a maybe half an hour dream for a whole life. It's worth it. I look at that way. But he's very kind. He's very kind. Very soon, because you are saying it in front, you know, there's a song Bhaktivinoda Thakur writes, Vaishnavera Avedane Krishna Dayamai Ehena Pamara Pati Havin Sadai. So when somebody speaks like this, you just spoke in front of all the devotees and the deity, that's how it says that song. He says that Krishna will actually pay attention. Oh, she did pray, I didn't think. Okay, let me see what that prayer is. Let's see. Believe me, it will happen. Prepare. Yes, yes, it will come. Yes, please.
This is about japa. This is from the purport 4853. Prabhupada says, one should not artificially try to see the form of the Lord while chanting Hare Krishna. But when the chanting is performed offenselessly, the Lord will automatically reveal himself to the view of the chanter. The chanter, therefore, has to concentrate on hearing the vibration without any extra endeavor on his part. The Lord will automatically appear. That simplifies it so much, but the point is offenseless chanting.
But you know, there is the five stages of the mind function that causes offense. Pull back. You have to be aware and then act on it. Thank you for being here. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.